Birchrode Pond Reserve. Birchrode Pond Reserve lies on the far side of the recreation ground in Birchrode, less than 10 minutes walk from the town centre. From the road, the Shropshire Wildlife Trust sign is clearly visible by the entrance. The pond is home to various water plants, especially reed mace with its striking sausage-like flower spikes appearing in late summer. On the damp margins, yellow iris and pale mauve cuckoo flowers bloom in late spring, and there are some attractive tall grasses and rushes. Frogs, toads and common newts all breed in the pond. Mallard often visit to feed, and moorhens regularly raise their families. In the summer, there are damselflies and dragonflies darting over the water. There is a viewing platform at the pond edge and a path around the pond, with boardwalks across the water at either end. So, from the viewing platform, walk along a gravel path. Depending on the time of year, look for flowering plants along the path, and look and listen for birds in the trees and hedges or on the water. Usually there are blackbirds, chaffinches, robins, wrens, great tits and blue tits. Look out also for goldfinches, bullfinches and a great spotted woodpecker. Among the summer visitors, willow warblers sing their oft-repeated descending song, and house martins come to gather mud from the pond edge to construct their nests. As soon as you step onto the boardwalk, you pass into the willow jungle, walking across the swampy water hidden from the pond. Willow is a good tree for attracting insects, and the caterpillars of over 90 moth species feed on it. Look for tits and other birds seeking these out in the foliage above you. Once in the open again, you can view the water from the narrow path that leads across to another boardwalk, and so back to the viewing platform. Stand quietly and still for a few minutes on the way round. You will see and hear creatures that you might otherwise have missed. A word of warning. Water levels vary considerably. If heavy rain has raised the water level, stay on the dry parts only. In any case, it is worth paying return visits to any wildlife reserve at different times of year to enjoy the seasonal changes.